I'm one of those people who believes that U.S. foreign policy is not stupid or confused, but it's very rational and it's very consistent. The history of U.S. policy, especially after World War II, but even before, is a history of bloody, repressive interventions. Most Americans would be shocked to hear about this. Most Americans believe that the United States is a force for good and virtue and democracy in the world. The gap, the difference between what Americans believe that U.S. leaders are doing in the world and what these U.S. leaders have actually been doing is one of the great propaganda achievements of the last century. The truth of the matter is, and it's not the United States. I may sometimes lapse and say the United States. Every time I say United States, I don't mean the United States, because we're the United States. I mean U.S. leaders. U.S. leaders profess a dedication to democracy, yet over the last 50 years, the U.S. national security state has been a key force in overthrowing reformist democratic governments in Guatemala, in Guyana, in the Dominican Republic, in Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Syria, Indonesia under Sukarno, Greece twice, Argentina twice, Haiti, Bolivia, and other countries. It's a very incomplete list. Those are the ones I wrote down on the plane. Just come to my head. And replace them in each case with pro-capitalist military regimes that open up their markets, resources, and cheap labor. By cheap labor, I mean unorganized labor. I mean underpaid labor. I mean labor that's intimidated by goon squads and death squads. Open them up to U.S. corporate investors on terms that are completely favorable to the investors. U.S. has been active in covert actions and proxy mercenary wars against popular revolutionary governments in Cuba, Angola, Mozambique, Ethiopia, Portugal, South Yemen, Nicaragua, Cambodia, East Timor, Western Sahara, and elsewhere. Another incomplete list. Against reformist governments in Egypt, Lebanon, Peru, Iran under Mossadegh, Syria, Zaire, Jamaica, the Fiji Islands, Afghanistan, U.S. forces with direct aggression and invasion have attacked just in recent years, in the last few decades, Vietnam, the Dominican Republic, North Korea, Laos, either with direct total invasion or aerial attack or both, North Korea, Laos, Cambodia, Yugoslavia, Lebanon, Grenada, Panama, Libya, Iraq twice, Somalia. Estimated 10,000 people killed in Somalia. You didn't hear about that 10,000, did you, when they did Black Hawk Down and they showed those 28 American boys killed, 28 who should have never been there, and we support our troops. We want to take them and bring them home. That's the real support. You saw that, all that fighting and all that. They didn't tell you that 10,000 Somalians were killed by U.S. jets and missiles and whatever else. Hundreds of thousands have been killed in Iraq. Tens of thousands died all through the 12 years of sanctions. I visited Iraq when I was there. The bombings didn't start again. The bombings never stopped. The bombings were going on all through those 12 years. Two, three times a week, somebody were getting killed. In the short 7 days I was in Iraq in November 2000, a school was hit and four students were badly injured and two teachers were killed. Just in the week I was there, by American bombs. And that stuff kept going on. 3 million were killed in Vietnam. 300,000 Vietnamese are still missing in action. We talk about our missing in action. Vietnam was, what, 1,200 now? Where are they? Where could they be? They have 300,000 missing, blown to pieces, gone, whatever. 500,000 in Laos were killed. And that's not the only victims. There's the victims who survived. There's the victims with shattered bodies, with shattered spirits and minds. There are the victims who lost everything, who spent a lifetime trying to recover from that. 300,000 killed in East Timor by that deranged murder machine known as the Indonesian Army, trained, equipped, paid, and advised by the Pentagon, the CIA, and the U.S. National Security State. 80,000 killed in El Salvador. finally acknowledged, finally in the New York Times acknowledged, 30 years later, acknowledged that 205,000 were killed in Guatemala. And the president, our peerless leader of that time, slime bag Bill Clinton, goes down and says, I apologize. Oh, okay. Well, you apologize. That makes it all okay now. 205,000 killed by death squads, by extermination programs. 600 Mayan villages. 600 of these villages, every man, woman, and child in them killed by Rios Montt, General Rios Montt, protege of the School of the Americas, protege of the CIA.